Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I also hate Pitt, and I'm joined by
Jeremy J.N. Phoenix in the building, in the booth, another Monday morning. Let's get some pop culture.
It's time for pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
We're going to hit you with another Am I the Apple? Today we want you to tell us, who is the Apple? Jeremy, this one comes from refinery29.com, the overtime stepmother. It reads, my husband works around his ex's schedule, as hers isn't as flexible as his, or so she says. Whenever she doesn't want the kids, wants to go out, see her boyfriend, etc., we have the kids as a favor to her. But when we ask for a favor, or when I ask him to ask her to return the favor, nothing happens. We have the kids at least 3 to 5 times a week as she's working. Last week, we had the kids from Tuesday until this Tuesday, and she still didn't tell us, and she didn't tell us that the weekend was actually just a favor, as she wanted to go out until he dropped them back off. So in return, I asked him to ask for this weekend for us to go away as we were both off, which up until this morning was still the plan. Over the weekend, she's invited a friend and her son over, knowing that this kid bullies their son, so asked, can we have him for the weekend, the son, that is. So now he's planning to bring him, my husband, that is planning to bring his son with us away. I said, I'd rather just us go away on the weekend as planned, but if we can't find other arrangements for their son, I'd rather not go at all. So now he thinks I'm being an apple. This isn't the first time it's happened. We had a night away booked, and last minute she called and dropped their daughter off, so we had to bring her with us. Just so you know, I spend a lot of time with the kids. They are with us most of the week and take trips, day trips on weekends with a couple of holidays and a couple of holidays on half term, so it's not like I refuse to bring them anywhere with us all the time, just when it's been planned as a couple's getaway. She wants to make this point known, Jeremy. No, I don't hate the kids. Yes, I understand he's a dad first, but she's a mom first too. By favor, I meant when she last minute decides to see her boyfriend or go out, not by doing his parent duties as he should. Also, I told him to just take his son away and spend the weekend with him. So, the question is the stepmom being an apple?
I don't think so, Brandon. And I know it's a tough situation. I think the BC boys said it back best when they said, it's tricky. It's tricky. It's a tricky situation because you have to be a good dad despite whether the mom is being a good mom or not. So I understand being there for his kids, but the truth of the matter is, which we've said so many times, when you marry somebody, they become your priority. This woman is this woman to the man is not his girlfriend, it's not his fiance. This is his wife. This is who he's going to spend the rest of his life with. Excuse me. It doesn't matter which way his kids go or you know, what they do. I know they're forever going to be his kids, but this should be his wife. So if she's feeling a certain way, she's also said that she doesn't mind having them, and they've done it before. But this is another situation where the man needs to set up and set some kind of boundaries or some kind of marks. I understand everything's not easy, especially when you're dealing with an ex who feels entitled, and sometimes it's easier just to just go on with it. But when your wife voices an opinion or feels this way strongly, you got to set up something. So in this case, they had this thing set up where it's just supposed to be the two of them. I don't feel like she's being the apple. Look, bro, you got to come. I'm not saying every time, and I know it's tricky, but what do they say? You have to pick and choose your battles. And this is one of the battles that your wife's asking you to wage for her, to fight for her. Not all of them, which she's alluded to, not all of them, but this particular one is very important to her. So, hey, I honestly don't feel like she is being the apple.
I think that this situation is a lot about attitude and intention. Now, if she was like, I don't particularly care for these kids, then yes, she's being an apple.
If these she ain't was my like, kids, these ain't my kids.
These ain't my kids, then yes, she's being an apple. But if she just wants the mom to take her responsibility seriously and not take advantage of the father, no, she's not being an apple. The mom is being an apple, not the stepmom. The problem is boundaries need to be set. Now, I've got a pretty good situation when it comes to with my kids. I pick up the slack where I can, and even if it seems imbalanced, unbalanced, whatever, I don't care. They're my kids. I'm taking care of them. Now, that's different when you introduce another person into the equation. And right now, there's not another person in my equation. Shout out to any ladies who might be listening. So it's a lot easier for me to just pick up the slack. If there was somebody else, then they would have to understand my kids do come first. They are my priority. But you can't let bad behavior go unchecked.
They are your priority, right? But if you were married, would it be different?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it definitely would be different. You can't let bad behavior go unchecked.
Yeah. I just wanted to reiterate the fact that, like, right now, you can make these calls that could be an inconvenience for you because it's you.
Yeah, for me now, I can make the decision to take on the...
But if you had a wife, I'm not talking about a girlfriend, not a fiance, but if you had married somebody, she has your last name, she is now the most important, or should be the most important person in your life, it changes things.
Yeah, that's a little tricky. I mean, with kids, especially, I don't know, all of it's tricky. So, like you said, it's tricky. You know, the Beastie Boys are talking about rocking a rhyme, but we're talking about raising kids. It's all tricky. It's all complicated. Either way, though, I think the bottom line is that we both agree. She is not, the stepmom is not the apple. I think the mother is being an apple. She's being a selfish, entitled, self-absorbed apple. Okay?
And taking advantage of her kid.
All the different kinds of apples.
Yep. And she's taking advantage of where she can. That's what everybody does. It's just like when you have the substitute teacher. If you have the substitute teacher in class, you just see how far you can go, how far you can push her. And if she lets you get away with it, you're going to do it. I think we've all been there. But that's where he needs to step up. Now that the situation's different and he's married again, say, hey, I try to pick up the slack, but this is the battle he needs to choose. Pick and choose your battles. This is the battle he needs to choose to wage because his significant other is feeling a certain way.
Yeah, I agree. So that's how we feel. How do you feel? Who is the apple? Is she the apple? Let us know. Get at your boys. Holler at the RVK.
Also, if you have any other questions, I don't charge that much to listen to your problems, and I can diagnose and give you real life real life help. So, you know, I can even, look, sign up for Raspbeak Voice Kids to get 50%, 15% off on your first session with your boy JM Fiend. I got you.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.